Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Iasco County Veterans Affairs Office, Ron Whitney. Ron, how are you today?
Good, Kevin, and you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on the show. Always important to talk about veterans and what veteran services are available. And I think we're going to kind of talk about that here because you've got a couple of veterans information sessions coming up.
Yes, we sure do. We're going to be working coordination with the Iasco County Commission on Aging, and we're going to have veterans information sessions held at each one of the facilities this year again. And the presentations will run from 11:15. We're going to have this year, it's going to kind of exciting. I've got three different departments from the Veterans Administration coming in as well. Talk about their area as well, you know, for community care, eligibility, suicide. So I'm looking forward to that. And along with the presentation, you know, like I said, when the presentations are over, we're and this is for family and the veterans, not just for the veteran. And so we're going to be offering, you know, the community commission on aging will be having lunch, and we'll be picking up the tab for that as well for the veteran and their family.
Oh, very nice. Okay, so let's talk about when these are taking place.
Okay, the first one will be the 22nd of June at the Hale Senior Center, and that's at 310 North Washington in Hale.
All right, Thursday, June 22nd, and then?
And then the second one in June will be the 29th of June at the Senior Center in East Tellus. That's 312 Newman Street.
All right. Now, the same kind of presenters at each of these, or would it be beneficial to veterans and their families to come to both of them?
I think it'd be good if they could attend both, because if you miss something at the first, you can come and pick it up at the second, or you might have maybe questions after you leave the first and want to get them answered at the second one, you know. So, yes, they're welcome to come to all of them.
All right. And when you say all of them, I know we're going to have you back on later, but there's also a couple of them taking place in July, isn't there?
That's correct. We got two in July as well. We got one on the 10th of July and one on the 31st.
All right. Now, we kind of covered it briefly at the start, but tell us what these information sessions are going to pertain to. When they come on in, what are we looking at when we're talking about this kind of benefits information?
Well, we're trying to do is do a community outreach and reach out to veterans who hasn't applied for benefits, who might be qualified, or maybe those that think they're not qualified, and we can discuss their benefits to them as well, like VA health or a claim they might have for an illness like burn pit or, you know, the new PACT Act information. And it's any type of information that we can get out to the veterans. That's what we're trying to do.
Exactly. And whether they're veterans who've already applied and or if they haven't applied, either one, it's always good to get some more information. So any veterans in the listening area are welcome to come on out.
Absolutely. Look forward to having them.
Yeah. Now, do they need to pre-register for these events or just come on out the days of?
Just come on out the day of the event and have a seat, and we'll take care of you from there.
Very good. Now, you website or a Facebook page where they can learn more about this, Ron?
Okay, it'll be on the Iasco County Facebook page.
Okay.
The Iasco County Veterans Affairs Facebook page, as well as it's on the IascoCounty.net website.
All right, very good. Open to all veterans and their families. Again, Thursday, June 22nd, Hale Senior Center, and the 29th at the Senior Center in East Tellus. And again, 11:15, the presentation, and then noon, a luncheon. It sounds like a great bit of information and a good time for veterans to connect not only with, the benefits people, but with each other, too.
Exactly. It gives them opportunity for camaraderie and, a good networking area as well.
Exactly. Ron Whitney from the Iasco County Veterans Affairs Office. Ron, always a pleasure to have you on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you having me.